Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
I'll tell you what, Scoob, if you want to see people risk it for the biscuit at high speed in dodgy equipment, then get along to Lansdowne Street on Saturday, just beside Treasury Gardens there in Wellington Parade, where we've got the Red Bull Billy Cart race. It's back with a bang in Melbourne. There's 50 teams from all over the country that are going to send their homemade carts down a steep hill in Lansdowne Street. And it's going to be a fascinating watch. We've got one of the races on the line. Stephen Tortosa is with us. Good morning, Steve.
Morning. How are you?
What have you signed up for here, mate, exactly? This sounds death-defying.
It is a little bit. Look, we decided to... I've watched the Red Bull Billy Cart race many times in the past on TV, and when we heard it... mentioned on the radio, and we thought as an agency, we thought, oh, what a great idea. City of Melbourne, obviously, it's been hosted at. City of Melbourne's one of our clients. We thought, what a great idea to sort of get involved and try something and do something different and build a billy card and go for it.
Now, unbelievably, now get started 10:30, 11 o'clock, the first cart goes down the runway on Saturday, but you can watch it on 7 Plus as well. So this is kind of a big deal, to be honest, Steve, and you are the captain for the Cummins & Partners Tram Billy Car in the Red Bull Billy Car race. Now, I've just seen a couple of images of your cart. So what have you concocted here?
So being Melbourne, we thought we would do the quintessential thing and build a W class tram. So our Billy Cart is an iconic W class tram.
Is it aerodynamic?
We've tried. Well, it's got corners, so it's probably not the most aerodynamic. But we've got cutout windows, and hopefully the air can flow through, and we've done a few test drives, and we think it's going to be pretty quick.
What sort of pace you get up to, you guys, in the modern day Billy Cart, Stephen?
Oh, to be honest, I couldn't tell you how fast it would go, but I think our testing was probably around the 20-25k mark at this point, and hopefully we'll go a little bit faster on the day.
And how many in a team, Steve? How many are in the cart?
So there's five in the team, but there's only one driver in our cart. I think you can have maximum two drivers, but we've decided to have one, Matt, who's driving ours, and we'll get him to sign a few waivers, and hopefully he doesn't top himself at the end of it.
How's the two-driver work? What if you have a little disagreement halfway down?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the secondary driver is a weight scenario, so if you think that the weight's going to get you faster, then you might...
Yes.
So might put a second person in there, but we're pretty confident we're going to be pretty quick.
Well, that's a good point. Have you been putting some weight on, Steve?
So we're at the limit, or thereabouts the limit. You're only allowed 80 kilos in your cart, so we're sort of pushing between 75 and 80 kilos. Obviously, go over 80, you don't scrutineer. So we feel as though we're on the money, and then obviously with our driver, we should be pretty good.
Now, Steve, what categories are you judged in to win this thing? Because, you know, I'm looking at a duck. I'm looking at a mini moke. What are the categories that give you points to win this whole thing?
So there's a few categories. So obviously there's your design. Then there's your sustainability criteria. So how much recyclability and stuff you use for your materials. There's also a performance. So we've got a little dance routine that will happen at the start and your costume. So we're, you know, in costume, and then there's your race speed as well.
So wow. I'm getting images at the moment, Scoob, of Cool Runnings. You know, those first few scenes when they go down in the billy carts, which was helter skelter and borderline dangerous. I mean, what level of danger are we talking about here, Steve? I mean, is there a chance that you can come a cropper going down here?
I think there's a good chance, but you got to be in it to win it, and put your body on the line for victory.
And it's not just a straight downhill, is it? Are there a few twists and turns in there?
Sorry, there's twists and turns. There's a jump. There's a shaker. There's a few obstacles in there. So
wow.
Yeah, you've got to manoeuvre it all, and hopefully the cart doesn't fall apart before you get to the bottom.
Are there any old carts going in this, Steve? Like, you know, the old days was, you know, mower wheels, a piece of plyboard, an old milk crate, some rope, and a nut and a bolt, and you had a billy cart. Is there anyone that's taken it back to the good old days in the race on the weekend?
Look, you know, when we sort of first entered, it was the question was asked: Are you there for show, or are you there to win? So I think if you're there to win, you're not building an old cart. But there's also a few criteria you can meet. So that old cart scenario doesn't really work. There's, you know, specific size tyres you have to use, and there's a few sort of elements that are a must. You must have brakes and all that sort of stuff. So the old school rope cart's just not going to cut it.
Right, because I thought Sammy and I might go in it next year, sort of do two carts and
like a
we'll
tandem.
Go down together. We'll do a tandem cart. What do you think, Sam?
No, I don't like that idea at all. Steve, I was just going to quickly ask you what a shaker is.
I think it's just like a rattle, almost like a rattle pan sort of thing. So it sort of shakes the cart up. I think it's essentially for people that, you know, if your cart's not robust, you know, parts will fall off it and so on and so forth.
So it sounds like there's going to be a few there, you know, with a morbid curiosity. They want to see
get on
some,
the telly next year. Yeah. We'll be on 7 Plus. You 7 and I Plus. Going
they,
down.
They want to see carnage. And being a Red Bull event as well, there's going to be a few celebrities there as well, Steve, a few sports stars and the like.
I believe so, yes. I'm not sure who's particularly, but yes, I believe there's a few sports personalities, there's a few kind of big clients that have entered sort of vehicles, and Red Bull, I believe, will have one themselves. So it's you know, it's geared up to be a big day. It's a global event. It's definitely worth tuning in or heading down to watch people. Make a fool of themselves.
Do themselves a mischief. I think Mick Fanning is going to be there. Quite a few footballers.
Travis Boak.
Yep. Christian Petracca will be there as well.
And Sally Capps there, Lord Mayor.
The Lord Mayor. COVID was good for the city. And then the electronic music duo Peking Duck. They're actually going down in a disco duck cart.
Great.
There you go.
Disco.
This will be great. Well, we wish you luck, Steve, anyway, with it. And hopefully you get down in one piece and you can post a good time. We wish you and your team well for the Red Bull Billy Cart race.
Great. Thank you.